Some of like the first thing that I did was I was working at the radio station. I was the production director, so I put together these promotional pieces of audio, and you know, the real complex and all kinds of noises and clips and stuff like that. And I was asking God, you know, what do you want to do with this? Is there something? And he told me to wait. I felt, and then he gave me an idea, and I plugged it in there, and boom, the whole thing came together, and it was. It was a really good promo. You know, I'd be making promos for years. And it won an award for the best promo in the state that year. So it was like, wow, this is really interesting. So I started inviting him into and asking to collaborate with him on everything that I was doing. And the more that I did that, the more excited and interested I got. I was like, are other people experiencing this too? And then I started running into some people who had been experiencing that. And were telling me stories about, you know, a playwright I ran into who was Catholic, actually. He told me how characters would sometimes just come to life for him and act out in front of him, and he knew it was the Holy Spirit, and he would just write down what was happening, you know? And things like that. So I was like, wow, this is really interesting. I started getting this journalistic kind of hunger to find out more about it. And it dawned on me, the Holy Spirit showed me in 1998, I want you to write a book about this. And I'd never written a book before, written a lot of articles and stuff, but never a book. And I was like, really? So I have my first journal entry of writing it down, the exact date and everything. It's like, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing, but I feel like you're telling me to do this. Please bless it. And then it went on from there. And I just, over the years, collected things. It took me 10 years to get the book from that point to the point where it's published. And that journey is, to a certain extent, chronicled in the back and involved with my journal. I did a lot of journaling along that time. And actually, journaling, I'm sure most of you here probably journal, but journaling, I would say that it, you know, with Jesus and the Holy Spirit involved in my journaling, saved my life when I was going through the divorce and at the point where I was suicidal and not wanting to go on. You know, it was being able to put those things down on paper and just cry out to God in a journal and have him speak to me back was just a life-saving thing. So I'm starting to write and I'm dealing with